So how about that weather, huh? Well, we have about two-thirds of the country either buried in snow, sliding on ice, or frozen to the bone, which brings me to something I want to address dog owners with, leaving your dog outside in weather like this. There are state laws against doing this, every state. Now, they'll vary from place to place, and local laws could even be more strict than state laws, but just as an example, since we're here in New Jersey, I'll use New Jersey state law as an example about prohibited, it's called tethering, meaning leashing your dog outside, prohibited tethering conditions. It is considered cruel restraint to tether a dog in these ways. Time restrictions outdoors between 11 at night and 5 in the morning for more than 30 minutes during what's termed adverse environmental conditions, temperatures below 32 degrees or above 90 degrees, or during severe weather like snow, rain, ice, or wind even. If the dog is less than 4 months old or is a nursing female, can't tether them outside at all, and for safety hazards, in a way that allows the dog to reach another dog or objects that pose a risk of entanglement, strangulations, drowning, you know, fences, pools, trees, public roads even. It's also against New Jersey state law to tether your dog in an unoccupied building or on vacant property. Yeah, I know, that sounds more like cruelty to be sure. And you wonder why there's a law like that. Something must have happened at some point and someone caught somebody's attention. Now, to tether your dog according to the rules, you can only use properly fitted body harnesses or buckle-type collars, use of a choke collar, prong collars, head harnesses, or weights tied to tethers, that's prohibited. Chains with metal links thicker than 1/4 inch, that's prohibited. And as far as access to water, there has to be continuous access to clean water, a liquid, non-frozen state. And that's required if a dog is tethered for more than 30 minutes. You fail to follow those rules and those laws in New Jersey, it will be costly. First offense is a fine of $100. Second offense, a fine of $200. And if you keep on committing offenses against these tethering laws, that could result in fines up to $1,000. And the offense may be treated as a failure to provide necessary care, potentially leading to the forfeiture of the animal. Now, that sounds like a lot to handle. I mean, it's pretty straightforward, at least I think so. Just think of yourself as being tethered outside. How long would you want to be out there and what's going on out there right now?